Hello.
Hey, Alex. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing it. I've got everything in order.
Oh, awesome. That's so good to hear. I'm so happy for you.
So go ahead. Follow up. It's 200 with the plan that you guys have, the deal or something like that, the promotion. And you guys are going to help me set up a website and a Google a profile?
You got it right. You got it all absolutely right.
Do we set up a different appointment or would that be in this phone call?
Good question. So what we'll do now is I only need about 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll get your info in, get the listing secured, and then we'll actually set up your onboarding call. And that's the call where we'll dig into what you want in your website, make sure we've got everything. We'll do one more check to make sure that everything is accurate in
that
your
works.
Account.
That works. I could even load up pictures and everything, too.
Awesome. Yes, we'll take those for sure. Absolutely. All right. So let me get another screen here. All right. And so, Alex, your first name, is it short for Alexander?
Yeah, it is.
What was that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then what's your last name, hon?
Foster. F-O-S-T-E-R.
Well, that would have been easy, wouldn't it? I should have thought of that. And then, Alex, on the card that you're using today for payment, does your middle initial appear up here? Wow, I can't talk. Up here, or is it just first and last?
We can do just first and last.
Okay, perfect. I've got a couple things to fill in on my side. All right, there we go. And then, Alex, what's a good email address for you?
I'm at ajfoster92 at gmail.com.
Nice, easy one. Okay, I'm going to send two emails your way. One is just for your files. One is informational. So the first one is on our dashboard and analytics. And in case I didn't cover it with you, you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where searches were performed from, upload photos for us. So that'll be perfect. So that's information on that. And then let me adjust this other one. I need it to be the package and price that you're getting. Okay, good. So the next one I'm sending across is the exact price and package that you're getting so that you've got that in writing. Okay. And then let me know if those made it, if you would, please.
Okay, will I get that via email?
Yes. And it's possible that they'll go into your junk mail, too.
No, I got it. It came straight through.
Oh, awesome. All right. Now I know they're on their way. That's good. Okay. And then, so for phone number, I've got 925-597-1345.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also business line, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect. Get that updated. And then company name, I've got Foster's Utility Services. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that yet, hon?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, no problem. And no rush.
Getting things in order. I'm just finding the joy in entrepreneurship.
You know, there's so much more that goes into it than you would ever think, isn't there?
Right.
I mean, I've heard, just crazy, crazy amounts of stuff. And then I've got address for you as 1180, is it Metten, M-E-T-T-E-N Avenue?
Mm-hmm. But my main location would be in Sacramento. Like, that's my main service area.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. For this part, well, no, I don't either. What is the address that you'll want to show for your Google business profile? Is that the Sacramento?
And because, the, yeah, it, so it has to pull up a specific address, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we could do 1511 Nogales Street.
Nogales.
Unit F in Sacramento. Do you know if I'll be getting any mail or if I could probably just redirect my mail to 1180?
So you'll actually get a postcard in the mail from Google. Now, hopefully that's not like a mailbox, et cetera.
No, I don't have a mailbox at that address that I just gave you.
Okay. Is that, is it like a, I'm just going to ask you, is it a friend's house that you're using?
No, it's mine. I just don't have access to my mailbox. I have to get a new key and everything, and I don't really plan on being there long.
Gotcha. Okay. No problem. So, yeah, you can redirect your mail, and good to Sacramento, since that's where you want to be, we'll use that. Okay. And then let me update something else here. So I'm the lead on your account, so if you ever have questions or anything you need help with, always let me know. Part of my job also is to make sure that we've got everything right the first time it goes through. So I'm doing some double checking on my work to make sure that I've got everything right.
That's essential.
Yeah, I don't like typos, not even kind of. And I hate it when other people find mine. So I try to make sure I don't have any. I don't want them to find them.
Oh, yeah. I hear you on that one.
And I'm going to send you a text. So the first one is my contact info. So you can put me in your phone. That way, if you ever need anything, you've got me. And then I'm going to send you your technician's contact info, too. That one's on the way over. Let me grab something else. So I'm grabbing all of the links and information that your technician is going to need so that when we do your onboarding call, you don't even have to be in front of a computer if it's not convenient for you. Okay. Let's go ahead and... Yes, it is. All right. Let's go ahead and set your onboarding call appointment up. So, let's see, tomorrow, it looks like we've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 9 o'clock and going through 3 o'clock. Is there anything in there except for noon?
Are you asking for availability?
Right, whatever's convenient for you.
What were those days again?
So we've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 9, going through 3 o'clock, except for noon.
When? What
day? Tomorrow. Sorry. That would have been helpful.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, let's do 3 o'clock tomorrow, 3 p.m.
You got it. Wide open, and it's all yours. Reserved for Alex.
Thank you, Gail.
You're welcome. And I'm going to make that calendar appointment so we hold your slot for tomorrow. Oops. Except I also needed your email address. There it is. All right, so there's one more email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is goofy. It's local / CIE.
Okay.
And that one is a calendar invite. And when it gets there, if you could open that up, please. And then there's a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay.
And if you could hit the yes, that would be great.
You want me to open up that link you said?
Yes, please. It should be a calendar invitation. Okay. Oh, goodness. I almost said it for 3 a.m. You got it. One. Awesome. Perfect. And then if you'd hit the yes in there.
Got it. Hey, buddy, you know where I find eggs at?
Yeah, they're going to be right down here. They'll be on the right side.
Appreciate that, man.
Looking for eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Costco. I'm surprised I have
I just bought eggs today. Oh, my gosh. They were expensive this time.
Oh, yeah. Things were going up.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy. Did that yes option work for you?
Yes, ma'am. I thought I clicked it. Did I?
Oh, let me take a look. See if it got it over here. It didn't just a minute ago, but let me try it again. Nope, it didn't come through. Is there another button? What does it do when you hit the yes?
Let me check, because I'm looking at the calendar. As soon as I clicked yes, it opened right up for me. So,
well, okay. You'd think it would have gone through.
Yeah, I'll press it again.
Oh, I wonder, you know what? Maybe being inside Costco, it's not getting a signal. Well, no, we're still on the phone. That doesn't make sense. Never mind.
Even now, Gil, it's like it's not even giving me an option to push anymore. It already confirmed that I pressed yes.
All right. Well, then I'm going to do this another way. I'm going to say client is confirmed for this time.
Yes, it said I clicked yes.
Okay. So you're going to actually get another one. You can ignore it.
Okay.
It's because I... Oh, and it went through now. Okay, fine. Okay. Whatever. Perfect. I don't know what it was up to. I'm just glad it worked. I'm just glad it worked, hon. That's a good thing. Okay. That looks good there. So let's go ahead and list out all of your services. So we're going to say handyman and lawn care, light plumbing. Actually, we're going to say plumbing installation.
Escalation.
And then irrigation. And then I'm also going to put, so we'll put appliance installation. And I'm going to say faucet repair, faucet replace. And I'm going to list out some appliances, too. I'm doing refrigerator. So I did appliance installation, but I'm also going to say refrigerator, stove, dishwasher.
Are these keywords?
Right. Garbage disposal.
Good to see you. I'll catch you later. I will, Melinda. You take care.
You run into somebody you knew.
Yes,
that's cool.
I'm sorry. I used to work
no,
here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Okay. And did you say you're on Facebook, Alex?
Yes, I did.
That's what I thought. Let me see if I can find you again. Okay. Well, it doesn't want to find it for me.
Okay.
Let me try one more way here. Maybe I can get it to come up. Sometimes I can. Nope, it's being difficult. I've got one other idea.
If you are finished scanning, please touch the unscanning item.
Okay.
Huh. Nope. I can't get it to come up.
What are we
tell
looking
you
for?
What. What's that?
What are we looking for?
Your Facebook page.
Okay. That's Alexander. It'd be under Alexander.
Ah, that would be it. Okay. You know, then I'm just going to, since it's not a business page. That's perfect. Well, you were, that was quick for Costco.
It was only a quick trip. I'm running an errand.
Oh, gotcha. See, it always takes me longer than that.
Yeah, I don't want to spend all my paycheck now.
Yeah, no.
This place is designed for you to spend money.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. And then I've got another text on the way to you. It's information on how the call tracking works. So that it ties to the reporting in your dashboard. And then I've got something optional for you, Alex. There's no additional charge for it. So it's our Splash app. And it's an app that you download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And the app itself has its own unique phone number that would be local to you. And what it's designed for is so that you can keep business and personal numbers separate. And if the, So if you wanted to make or receive a business call, you would go into the app and make your call through there. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes. From the app, would I be able to see how much play I'm getting, like how much view, how many views I'm getting?
I think it also does tell you, like if you've missed a call, what that number is and what their info is. And I do know, too, that you can, so the calls are recorded, so you can go back in your log anytime you'd like. Let's say you had your hands full of a garbage disposal and you're under the sink and somebody calls for a new job. You don't want to miss them, but you also can't empty your hands out to write everything down. The call is recorded, so you can really just take all of their info by voice and then go back later and grab all the info out of the call log.
That's perfect.
That work for you? All right.
Yeah.
So the link I'm going to send you on this one, and I've got it labeled that it's for the Splash app, because it's just coming toward the tail end of beta testing, it's in our programming department yet, and it hasn't come over to customer service. So it's a different department that'll handle it. So they ask to have you fill out an application so they have all of your info. It's not an approval or a decline application. It's not like that at all. Okay. And then for us to contact you, Alex, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I prefer all of them. I can do all of them.
All right. Perfect. And then what would you like to show on your business profile and on your website for your hours of operation?
I would like to show, I would probably show my business card.
Okay.
Or some kind of profile that I want to create.
Okay.
And just kind of where I'm at in terms of like how many, I show my pictures.
Oh, perfect. Good. Good. Okay. And then, oh, you know, I should have asked you, do you have a logo yet, Alex?
No, that's what I'm working on. That's the next step.
Well, I'm going to save you the trouble. Let me put a note in here for them. We'll build you a logo.
What?
Yeah.
Dope. I really like this company.
I'm glad. I'm glad I'm putting you in for one. There, it's done. So what they'll do is they'll give you some options to choose from based on, you know, what your likes and dislikes and, of course, what you do, too. And then you can tell them which one you like, or if you like, you know, this element of this one with this element of that one, and mix and match them. So, yeah, awesome. And we don't charge for that either. Okay. What would you like to show for your hours of operation?
I would let's do 6 to 5. Let's do 7 o'clock, 7 through 5, Monday through Saturday.
You got it. And then did you want me to say anything like 24/7 emergency calls or anything like that?
No, I don't really have
okay.
To do
all right. I don't blame you. That's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then on your website, did you want us to add payment integration? There's no charge for us to set it up. So if you're using Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, I think there are about 8 or 9 different ones that we support. We can add those onto your website.
Cash App, Venmo.
Oh, awesome. And Venmo. Perfect. Okay. And then let's set up your security question and answer. So a couple of things I want you to know. We don't call you asking for more money. Now, as we make you more visible, you're going to get calls from people making you offers. And sometimes it's really hard to tell who they are, where they came from, if they're legit. So rather than see you get roped into expenses that you don't need, we set up a security question and answer. So if somebody calls you, Yelp is really good for doing this. They do it all the time. They'll call you and tell you that you need a subscription through Yelp in order to whatever, blah, 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 for your website. Just know you are welcome to accept or decline with however you see fit, and it'll have absolutely no bearing on the work that we're doing. So you don't have to buy their services. And we will be listing you out on all of those places, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, MapQuest. So they make the listings that we're doing for you are sufficient. You don't need anything more than what we're setting up. So, like I said, you can accept or decline. But I've had enough clients now that have called and said, somebody told me I needed to spend $200 a month, and they sounded like they were from Google. Do I need to do that? And my answer is always no. It's not Google, and it's not us. So I would encourage you, if somebody calls like that, even if they say they're local Splash, I would ask them the security question. If they can't answer it, then it's not us, and you definitely didn't hang up on them. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended that you asked. We're trying to keep you safe.
And we're setting up the security question, you said?
Yep. So we've got 3 options for now. Mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet name.
Okay. What city I was born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
It's Concord, California.
Concord. I guess I could spell it the right way. That would be very helpful. There we go.
I'm at C-O-N-C-O-R-D.
Perfect. All right. And then on your credit card, Alex, does your company name appear also, or just your name?
Does my company, say that again?
Does your company name appear on that credit card, or is it just your name?
No, it's just my name.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the account, I assume, is your cell. And then what address is attached to that credit card billing? Is that the 118 Netton Avenue?
Yes.
All right. Got you.
Yes.
Move that over there. And let's see, 94565 for the zip, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And is that a Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. All right. And just for security's sake, I don't read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, I can keep up. So I'm ready whenever you are, whenever you're in a good place.
I'm at 4342.
Okay.
5624.
Got it.
1445.
Okay.
9196.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
I'm at June 2025.
Okay. And then that, you know it.
611. 611.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Isn't there a, gosh, what does that get you? Highway department or highway conditions or on your cell? I don't remember. Something like that.
I think you're talking about the hot, forget it. I think I know what you're talking about.
Right? Or maybe it's no, I think the where to dig is 811.
Yes, 811. Yep.
Yep, that's it.
That's funny.
So it said that it was declined. No, I can't find a decline reason, though. Let me see if it'll tell me.
Okay. How much are we charging?
$298.
Oh, $298?
Right. So it's $199 for the first month, and then the $99 setup.
Sheesh.
Oops, what'd you do?
Costco just took my money.
Oh, no, Alex.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Let me figure things out.
That's okay, and I can hold on. It's no problem. This kind of stuff happens.
Right, just that's why I'd asked. I had to do all the budgeting.
Oh, no worries. Hey, I'm always off on mine. At least it's as easy as shuffling it around online now.
Do you mind? I'm gonna make a phone call. If you mind being on hold real quick,
You bet. That's no problem. And if I lose you, I'll dial you back. Not to worry.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
You there, go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm working on doing things right now, so let me see.
No worries. Actually gives me a good chance to go through and double check one more time to make sure I don't have any of those crummy typos.
Okay, let's
give her another whirl.
Oh, yeah, we could try it again.
All right, let's see what she does. All right. Good job, Alex. It went through. Perfect. Thank you.
So one question,
right.
One last question.
Yeah.
In terms of this kind of alternative that we're setting up, how does it compare to Angie Leads or Home Advisor?
Oh gosh, you're gonna love it over Angie's and Home Advisor for a lot of reasons. A couple of my favorites, the leads aren't shared out to your competitors. They go right to you, right when people are searching. And you're catching them when they're hot rather than after they've been cooled down and had a chance to kind of kick back and decide to wait for five different contractors to give them a quote. So, yeah, you're going to like it on the first page for sure. And so you've got two more emails on the way to you. One of them we need to handle. And then what I'll do is walk you through the clicks and the typing, and then I have to read it to you quick.
Okay.
So the one you want is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then there's a click here button or link, I guess, about four sentences down. And that should open you to a new page. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox and it'll ask you to type your name. And it wants it with the capital letters in the right places and all that good stuff.
So should I click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read all of this to you too. That's why I'm just walking you through the clicks. So then if you scroll all the way down, there should be a checkbox and then right below it, perfect. So if you click that, and then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears there.
And you, and from my business name, is it Alexander or could it be Alex?
Oh, that's actually just for us internally. So we'll call you by Alex.
Okay.
Yep.
Wouldn't want customers calling on my government. Okay, they give me some login information.
Excellent. So that is actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So I'll go ahead and do the reading portion, and then I can let you back to your day. So the voice verification outlines the services that we're going to provide to you, and it's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. And that's you. Yep, go ahead. You can just, that's your cue.
Foster Utility Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Alexander Foster, owner, CEO.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communication coming from Local Splash?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup, we charged on today's date, November 3rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only setup fee of $99. Going forward, beginning December 3rd, your true flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, hidden click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 3rd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, so being month to month, it recurs, it's a recurring charge?
Correct. So if you ever want to cancel or if you want to pause for any reason too, just let us know at least 3 days prior to your billing date. And we can put it on pause or cancel if you'd like, but I hope you're here for a good long time. I think this is going to do awesome things to grow your business.
Yes, ma'am. Thing is, Gail, I'm a plumber for my main job outside of my business.
Okay. No problem. No problem.
In terms of pausing, what are the options when pausing? Because when Angelique's only gives me like 48 hours or, you know what I mean?
Oh, you'll actually talk to a live human being and you can just tell us. I mean, if it's a month or 2 months, whatever it is, yeah, all you need to do is let us know. We'll work with you. We have a lot of clients that'll pause during the winter months because they completely shut down, like they're in the northern states and they do landscaping only, and they don't have work in the winter. So they'll pause for the entire winter. And no startup fees again. So, yeah.
Right.
Easy as can be.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
This is not all the difficult questions, you know.
Yeah, no worries. No questions I haven't heard before. And I got your back. If you ever need anything, definitely let me know, okay?
There you go.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your night. It was good working with you, Alex. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.